12 miles from here. And as the fella run the store, he come and said, well, could I find a good man that works for me? I want one man for the, you know, tote that pole, the thing. And we sitting on the store, Gary, and there's a Jew run the store, they said, get Dunny. He said, I'd like to have a good man. I'm a stranger. You invite me to a good thing. So they sent a fellow over there to tell me to come to the store. I went from one store to the other, and I said, who did that call me? He said, you can get a good job, but it's the man I told him about you. I worked with him. You know what he'd do? Had me to fill those jugs up. He had two water jugs. We'd care with us. Me and him stopped to get a drink of water. He said, you know what I'm saying, Dunny? I've been there. It ain't many places I haven't been in my life. He said, but this is the best water y'all got in my way ever drink. Anyway, I said, you think it is? He said, this is the best water, artificial water I ever did drink. I carried him to the spring, 10 miles down in the woods. Why, this is clear, just shoot above the ground. But the people done concrete around there since then made a nice place there. This is clear, come out the ground. They're standing this deep out the, look. They're this deep out on top of the ground, that's clear. You didn't have to strain it.
That's three.
Yeah, yeah, about 2 feet. I get on my knees and he's too good and drinking. Just he shoot up over you. But they done concrete it. Last time I done, that been about 10 years ago. The white man owned the woods. You put a cornfield outfit all around and you got it fixed up nice now. That's down here fiddling. I don't know. That thing been, when I was a boy, that thing was down there, but it wasn't clean like it is now. It got it looking nice around there.
Yeah.
I read about Abraham there in the Bible, and they're telling some people here yesterday. There's a bunch of brothers like me, my daddy had, and they both died. And it was called ours, they all had a spot of land, you know, from the daddy. And they got confused with Abraham. Abraham had the best water out of all the boys, and they got confused about it. So Abraham decided to pick out another spot on the old land of his daddy. He must have been right to start with. After he picked that out, you didn't have nothing but springs then. And why he got that water, why when he moved to the next place, that water had been there when he had that Rooker's boat. So God told him one day, Jesus Christ talked with him. He said, Abraham, I want you to leave your kindred. So I'm going to give you a place called Cain. So
leave your kindred, huh?
Leave your kindred. Sometimes kindred gets confused.
Yeah.
Like Mama told all of us before she died. She kept, we ain't know she had it. She had $2,600 and she called all up there for Christmas. Visiting that Rosedale, she was my sister. What you reckon happened?
What?
After they all, some come from Washington, D.C. She said, I'm going to tell y'all something today. She said, I've got some money here and it could get burned up in the shower. She can't tell what happened, what's going to happen. And said, I'm going to give it to Dunny. He's the oldest one, and I believe I knew he'd treat you right. So I'm going to give it to him and do what he wants with it. And at my death, he can divide it with y'all. So she gave it to me that day. I got home, I counted $2,600. So I took two of the brothers and went to the bank and put in the bank. And they stayed in there till she died. And the interest rung $4,000. I had the secretary in the First National Bank with two of my brothers standing there to divide it, which saved me, saved us. Some of them, the others were dead.